Happy Father's Day, everyone. This is Betsy. I hope you had a lovely Father's Day. I hope it was restful. Before we jump into this episode, I wanted to talk to you really quick about American Princess. It is a show that I am on. I'm so excited for you to see it. The episode that aired last night, which is episode 4, is the first one that you get to see me in, but you're going to see me in a bunch of episodes from here on out. So I hope that you watch it. The show is all about a Renaissance fair. It's actually created by Jamie Denbow, who was on our show a couple times. She was on our live episode. She was on our first episode. She had a life experience of her own where she went in her early 20s, joined a Ren fair. And so this show is loosely based on that. New episodes every Sunday night. It's on Lifetime. I hope that you watch it. Please watch it. New episodes every Sunday night. It was such a great experience working on this show. More than half of the directors were women, which is a really big deal. I don't know if you know that, but it is. We need more female directors out there. We need more female show creators. Most of the writing staff on the show were female. It's a super diverse cast and crew. So please, if anything, just I would love for you to support the show that I'm in, but also just I would love for you to support the kind of work that we created with American Princess. So I'm really proud of it. Thank you for listening to this very long, you know, pitch. I love you all. Thank you for your support. Please watch American Princess. Goodbye. Hey everyone, welcome to Why Mommy Drinks. This is Betsy Stover.
And I'm Amanda Allen.
And this episode, we are joined with she's a person, she's an actor, she's a writer, she's created many shows, Lennon Parham.
Hey guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Did I say your last name right?
I think so. I didn't register as
Parham.
Well. So yeah.
It's not Parham.
Yes, I recently Googled myself every once in a while when I'm having a dark night. I'll Google quote Lennon Parham and then just look through images and then this one was just a video. I just did videos, which I don't know. What does that say about me? But anyway,
we all Google ourselves.
Sure. Yeah. I like about 150 videos down. There's a video that says how to pronounce Lennon Parham.
Oh,
and it's a woman, maybe like a robot machine, pronouncing my name incorrectly. Which I thought was
Lennon Parham.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Lennon Parham.
That's really funny.
Made me happy. And then I stopped Googling.
You were satisfied by that.
I like that when I Google myself, I don't come up, but I love seeing who the people are that have my name.
Oh, yeah.
And it's always like, oh, I could have been you. I mean, I know, like a
Gwyneth Paltrow, like sliding doors situation.
Yeah. Like there's an Amanda Allen in Australia, and she's doing all kinds of stuff.
Oh. She's like at the opera house every night. That's, right?
Yes.
On like a yacht or.
Yes.
Like
she just has
crocodile
the best
Dundee.
Life. I love her.
Love it.
Every time I Google her, I'm so proud of myself.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
I think my internet doppelganger, one of them is a hairdresser in San Francisco.
You should go to her. You should book her.
Oh my God, that would be amazing.
Book her.
I'd like an appointment
and then
for
just
Betsy Stover.
Hi, my name's Betsy Stover.
And the name? Betsy Stover. No, but what's the name? Betsy Stover.
I know who you want to book with. I'm asking you what your name is.
I don't know. It's on third.
Did I ever tell you my mom books her hair appointments when she would come? Like when I lived in New York City. So my mom's name is Debbie Allen.
Yeah.
And she would book salon appointments under Debbie Allen. That's her name. But not explain to them that she wasn't the famous choreographer Debbie Allen.
Right.
And so when this
I don't think that's on her.
White woman from Florida showed up, there was a look of confusion all the time. Like, this isn't what we... Okay, well, let's do this. Like,
yeah.
She does it with restaurant.
It's spelled differently, right?
Yeah, but she doesn't spell it. She owns the fact that they think that she's... Yeah. I think she thinks she'll get a better table at a restaurant. She'll get a better hairdresser.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's true.
Totally fair.
She rides that celebrity wave.
Thank you, Debbie Allen, out there, wherever you are.
Well, my dad's name was Peter Allen, who was a composer, songwriter. Oh. So Debbie Allen and Peter Allen going out to dinner. And watch out, Hollywood in the 70s, 80s, 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 right? Anyways.
Debbie Allen's got a dance company out here, and it's very prolific.
Really? What is it?
It's the Debbie Allen dance company. Oh. Yeah.
We should have my mom go see the Debbie Allen company. Hello. I love Debbie Allen.
I'd like two tickets for the Debbie Allen show.
Who's this?
Debbie Allen.
For the Debbie Allen show.
What's on second? Let me, I have three kids. They're all boys, 8, 7, and 3.
I have three kids. I have an 8-year-old boy and twin 5-year-old girls who are almost 6.
And what have you got, Lennon?
I've got a just turned six-year-old girl and a 2.5-year-old boy.
Oh, man.
Wild.
Is your daughter helpful? I feel like sometimes
she can be. Yeah. For sure, she can be.
Like with her brother.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I know what you mean. I think it just comes in waves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She if I set it up in a positive way, she'll be like, see, I was being helpful. Or if I preface it, she does really well with like expectations ahead of time. So if I preface it ahead of time, like if I'm going to be gone and I need her to like go with the flow, because she likes things to be a certain way, similar to me.
Yeah, don't we all?
So if you tell her things are going to be one way and then they're not that way, it's not great. It's not great. But I'm exactly the same way, so I understand that. And I don't know how to help her with that, because I think that's the way the world should work.
Yeah.
But if you set her up ahead of time to say like, hey, so, you know, so-and-so's babysitting. She's not going to know how to do it the way that mom does it. Mm-hmm. That's okay. Just go with the flow. If you want, you can let her know, or you can help her, which would be really great. I'd love to come home and hear that. And then sometimes I'll come home and they'll be like, yeah, she was really helpful. Like she went and got laid out the PJs or whatever.
Whoa.
Which is great.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Awesome.
That's so much better than like my kids where I'm like, hey, hey, hey.
Totally.
Someone else will be here. There are times when they're not paying so much attention. I will come home from work. The babysitter will leave. And then there's this moment of reflection, like a couple minutes, like 15 minutes later, they'll be like, wait, you're here? Where's the babysitter? And I'm just like, I have been talking to you.
Yeah.
I have been talking. We have had
multiple interactions.
What is going on? Where did you go? And wait, where's Vanessa? I'm like, really?
That's funny.
And then there's a disappointment, too.
Oh, no.
Like an honest disappointment. At least they're being authentic. I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, man. So let me tell you what's been breaking me, okay?
Yeah, what's been breaking you, Betsy?
I took some notes.
Okay.
So my 3.5-year-old, Odie, he's a bit of a control freak, which I think is like kind of a 3-year-old thing, but also I'm a control freak. So I see a lot of myself in him more so than any of my three kids. I see myself reflected in him a lot. So certainly the controlling part and sort of like the independence part of like wanting to do things yourself and have, you know, figuring out how to do it and do it right. Like that's totally what I'm all about. So anyway, I'm usually, especially now because preschool's over and summer is like little kid summer camp doesn't start for a few weeks. I'm home with him all the time. I'm with him more so than anyone else. And I have to get certain things done during the day, during the week, because, we got to get shit done. So he won't let me do certain things. He needs to be a part of it, and he needs to usually do it. So little things that I want to do that just like, oh, let me run upstairs and do this real quick and then run right back downstairs. Like, let me run upstairs and get a pair of socks and run back down. He will not let me do. And he'll go, I want to do that part. All right. And then he'll like freak out and he won't be able to get over it. So I made a list of things that I'm not allowed to do, either alone or without his help. Okay. And it's, we're adding things all the time.
Sure, sure. This is flex.
So here are things that I'm not allowed to do without his assistance or at all. Turning lights off. Using the coffee grinder. Using the microwave. Turning the TV on. Turning the TV off.
It's got an electricity thing.
Turning the Roomba on, the D-Bot. Or the mop wife. We call it mop wife. Ooh, okay, we have a robot mop. Why? What am I trying to say? Oh my God!
I don't know, but it sounds amazing. A mop wife? Is it like a subscription service?
Oh my God! I'm ridiculous.
Bored.
It's an iRobot, which is like a type of Roomba.
I know what that is. It's like a Roomba.
This one like can mop.
What?
Yeah. It has three settings.
It has wet in it, though.
It can be a dry Swiffer, it can be a wet Swiffer, or it can spray water and sort of scrub
it. Right, right, okay.
And I call it my mop wife because she's my wife.
Right.
She does things for me.
I love that.
So we all call her mop wife, and so he calls it. So anyway, if I turn on mop wife without his permission or recharge the battery alone or like...
He gets upset with you.
He gets upset. Okay. Hanging up on a FaceTime call.
Oh.
Yeah, right? Do your kids freak out if anyone else presses the red button?
No.
Okay.
Just responding to the thought of it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If anyone else presses the red button on a FaceTime call, he has a fit and I have to call them back and have him hang up.
Right.
It's like, hi, I know we just hung up, but hold on. Odie has to turn it off. he has to hang up. Okay, opening the car door, closing the car door, buckling the car seat, going upstairs. I'm not allowed to go upstairs alone. Going downstairs. I also cannot go downstairs alone. Going to the bathroom. I can't go into the bathroom alone. And if I do, he will stand outside and pound on the door and cry. And if I lock the door, he'll like jiggle the door. Like he's going to break the lock. Flushing the toilet. I can't do that. Making seltzer. I can't make seltzer in our seltzer machine. I wear a night guard and a retainer at night.
Yeah.
I can't put those away in the morning by myself if he's around. He has to do this whole thing. Put it in water and add a little tablet. It's a whole thing. Singing. I can't sing. I'm not allowed to sing. Dancing in the car. I'm not allowed to dance in the car. Making
this
oatmeal.
This is like the worst version of Footloose I've ever heard in my life.
I live in the shittiest town.
It's like your son is John Lithgow. And he is not allowing you to do just even the simplest of tasks because it's got the devil in them. the flusher?
Yeah. No. Flushing the toilet, going downstairs? No, of the devil.
Of the devil.
All right, there's just a few more. I can't make oatmeal alone or without his... He essentially has to do it.
Specifically oatmeal.
Specifically oatmeal. And I can't make chicken noodle soup without his assistance. Mm-hmm. I can't put clothes into the washing machine. And I can't push any buttons on the washing machine.
Now,
that's my list.
A lot of things he cannot do himself, correct?
Right.
He's 3 and a half. He can't reach some of those things.
Right. So I have to hover over him and sort of do it with him.
What happens if you do it anyway?
I wanted to do that part. You stupid. And then it like spit.
Oh,
like
wow.
He gets really upset.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's not worth it. So everything I do, I like start to do it. And then he'll like run in and be like, I want to do that part. And then I have to stop and let him do it. So if I'm like, I have to run upstairs. We're like running late.
Yeah.
I have to run upstairs to get socks, run back downstairs. Ugh. I have to like make sure he doesn't see or hear me because he will then stand at the bottom of the stairs and be like, Mama, like hold my hand. And I have to like hold his hand. We have to walk up the stairs holding hands. Yeah. Then I run into the room. He gets upset because I'm not waiting for him. And then if we go down the stairs again, I have to hold his hand and we have to go downstairs together. So it's just like, It's like swimming with weights on. It's like walking through quicksand. It's just like I'm just walking through mud all the time because I can't do anything fast, and it's so exhausting.
It sounds awful.
It's really hard. Yeah, I feel very like he's like oppressing me.
Does he have jobs?
Does
he have a job that's his responsibility?
At 3.5.
I mean, a lot of these are sort of his jobs.
That's a good idea,
now.
Maybe.
Yeah. He's a very helpful kid. He wants to help. He wants to be able to do things by himself. And he's like good
that's
at
awesome
stuff.
Like he wants to.
If he wants to make chicken noodle soup, he'll get the bowl, he'll get the can, he'll pour it all in.
He's totally a third kid.
Yeah.
He like cooks it, puts you up to sleep, makes you a martini.
Real.
No, just
for real. Oh, I gotta teach him how to do that. So it's been really, it's frustrating.
Do you think it's gonna like go away on its own? Like, do you
That's
think
a
it's a phase?
Question.
None of your other kids did this, right? I mean, I feel like every kid goes through a like, I want to do it. No, I can do it kind of thing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But this feels like not just I can do it. It's nobody can do it if I don't do it. You certainly can't.
Oh, yeah.
Don't even think about flushing your poops. That's my job. Yeah. It's
like, that is totally his attitude.
Okay. It's not, though. Yeah.
I don't know. It might just be a facet of his personality, or it might be a phase. Mm-hmm. I mean, part of me is like doesn't want to discourage it because it's great that he wants to help and it's great that he wants to like be independent.
Yeah.
And I probably should have encouraged my other two to do stuff more because now I'm always like doing fucking everything for them.
Right.
But yeah, so part of me feels like, well, maybe this is just this sort of, I don't know, like almost like penance. Like I'm doing penance. I'm in the mines right now, so that later he'll be like really independent and he'll like do lots of stuff. But right now it's just shitty.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah. So I just spend.
Or it's gonna get really bad.
Or it's gonna get really bad.
And you're not gonna be able to leave your house.
Yeah. Oh my god.
He's gonna be.
He's
15.
Very controlling.
How long has it been going on?
Yeah. How long has this been going on?
You know what I mean? Like has it gotten like?
Oh, we've
been adding things right to
it's
the
been
list,
increasing.
And so no, things aren't coming off the list. It's not like a rotating
correct
list of 10. It's just like it's going to be by the end of it. It's going to be like 1,000 things, right?
Yeah. It's been
is it
definitely
just you, or is it your husband
it's
too?
It's mostly just me. I mean, there's little things like pressing an elevator button that like no one else is allowed to do.
Right.
And certainly, if his brothers turn the TV on or off, he has a big freak out.
Is there a take turn thing? Like,
it's
is there a
chaos
take turn rule in anything?
Our house is chaos.
Yeah.
Utter chaos.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, it's like three little boys and a husband with ADHD. It's chaos. So no, I mean, in the past we've certainly done stuff like that. Like when our kids, you know, there was like one, we had all these like kids plates for eating, and they were all the different planets, and one of them was Saturn.
Yeah,
and everyone wanted Saturn,
right?
And so we had to like have a list that was like who had Saturn last, and then it's your turn to have Saturn.
Got
we had
it
to like do that. So, and we've had stuff like that before. It's like who took a bath first last time. Okay, now
right,
and that shit's exhausting. And after a
it's
while,
like
you're like,
so much to keep up with.
It's a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. With a boy and a girl, they have different. I mean, so far, I mean, there are certainly things that they want to both do. And but we just have they have different stuff.
Yeah.
So it's like their stuff.
Mm-hmm. My kids don't have a lot of stuff that's just theirs alone.
Yeah.
And my 8-year-old grouses about that all the time. He's
right.
Like, nothing belongs to me. And like, I don't know. Sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, part of me is like, barely anything belongs to me.
Yeah.
Like everything I have,
it's all yours.
Except for my phone.
And when I spend my money, it's for you.
Exactly. Like even my fucking laptop, they use it all the time. Like, you guys get into my bed without permission.
There's
nothing that belongs to just me.
Yeah.
I gave you my body for years on end.
Yeah. You don't even get to do the dishes anymore.
I don't even get to do. Oh, my. So that was why, like, yesterday I took sort of the day off and I ended up just doing like chores.
Stuff that you couldn't get done.
Exactly. Because normally there's someone who's whining about it and like upset that I'm doing whatever and wants to help. But like, right. It's just everything is so excruciating.
What did that look like for your day off? Like someone else took him for the day?
Yeah, my husband had him. And anytime he sort of ambled into my
purview,
I would be like, you need to come and get your son. Yeah. And then at some point they went out. I think they went to like Trader Joe's or something.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I'm free.
Yeah.
Free to sort through these clothes. Yeah. Ridiculous.
Lola is our sponsor this week.
Yay!
I love Lola.
Yay!
Amanda has trouble talking about vagina-related issues. So maybe I'll take the lead here. Lola is a female-founded company offering a line of organic cotton tampons, pads, liners, and all-natural cleaning wipes. The founders started their company with a simple and seemingly obvious idea. Women shouldn't have to compromise when it comes to feminine care products.
But you know what I love is that they, for every purchase... What is it? They call it a do good with your purchase.
Mm-hmm.
So for every purchase, they donate feminine care products to homeless shelters across the United States.
That is so cool.
It is.
This company was founded by women, and it's for women. They offer pads, liners, and BPA-free plastic applicators or environmentally non-applicator tampons. They also have cleansing wipes that are safe to use anywhere on your body, and they're biodegradable. They're natural. You can use them for a midday refresh.
Oh, okay.
Look at that. And they're perfect. They're individually packaged. You just keep them in your purse, and you're like, I wish I was fresh down there. And it's, you know, for the on the go. Everything is organic cotton. There's no added chemicals, fragrances, synthetics, or dyes. You know, I don't think the FDA requires people to say what's in their feminine hygiene products. But Lola is like, if we care about the ingredients in the food we eat and the beauty products we use, why shouldn't we be the same about our feminine care products? I think that's, it's 100% natural. You can feel good about it.
And you just get it. It's a subscription service.
That's right. It's a subscription
service.
So it just
comes to your house. And how do they know what
you
need?
I mean, you know you're going to need it every month.
Yeah. And so what do? You customize your subscription by figuring out what kind of product you want. The quantity, the frequency, and you go through and you figure all that out, and then they make sure you get it when you need it.
That's right. They tailor make it just for you, and then they send it to you every month because you're going to need it every month anyway. And I am a big fan of Lola. I really do. I feel so proud that they're our sponsor. So for 40% off, you guys.
40% off is a lot.
That's a lot. For 40% off all subscriptions, go to mylola.com and enter WMD when you subscribe. So again, that's 40% off all your subscriptions. Holy cow, it's almost half. Go to mylola.com and enter WMD when you subscribe. So Amanda, what has broken you?
So it's not like it's another one of those things where it's like, well, okay, it's a specific thing, but it's not like
it's been like a full 60 seconds of you just,
I'm just singing. She's over here singing.
No, Amanda, no singing.
I love Billie Holiday. Obviously.
Well, I mean, you were able to really.
So last week, I took Benny. Emmeline was very sick, so she couldn't go, but I took Benny. We did kindergarten teacher day where you meet your kindergarten teacher.
Oh, they know already?
Yeah, so they
meet...
For next year.
That's cool.
So, well, technically it's just like they do an assessment, but most times the assessment, the teacher that does the assessment is the teacher your child will have.
Okay.
And every now and then the teacher's like, oh no, I won't take that one.
Right. Like, I wonder if that happens.
Are they in transitional kindergarten or did they do just to preschool?
Yeah, they did transitional kindergarten last year.
At the same school.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then they'll go straight into kindergarten this year. And we decided to split them up because Emmeline has become very competitive towards Benny. I mean, how can you not when you look alike? Everything is the same. Everyone compares you.
Mm-hmm.
Your sense of identity is wrapped into a set. Like, it's it's funky. And so during the end of the school year, she punched Benny in the head because a boy told her to. And she was like, well, he said to do it. And I did. And so I also found that she was alienating Benny in the classroom where it was like, don't play with her, just play with me. I'm the one you want to be friends with. And so we decided it would be better for them to be separate for so many reasons. Those, and then also for the teachers too. I think we get an accurate or more accurate understanding of where they're at individually.
Sure.
If the teacher only has one.
That totally makes sense.
Not that they're not capable of knowing the differences, but every time they've been together in a class, I've had a teacher mention, I don't know who's, I'm not quite sure. And so, it's tough because there are differences, learning differences, developmental differences. And so I want to make sure that they get what they need and it doesn't get confused.
Yeah.
So we're separating them, and the two teachers that that they're going to go to do a lot together. So they'll play at the same time. They'll have lunch at the same time. They do like holiday events at the same time. So they'll still see each other throughout the day, but they'll have different teachers. One is like the quintessential kindergarten teacher. She is fun and play and like sunshine and happiness. And everyone who's in the class is happy, and the parents all love her. And then the other one seems very nice. She's newer. So I don't really know her from when my son was there, but she seems a little more organized and straightforward, and less. It feels like a less chaotic room.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like for my son, he had a teacher that was very similar in kindergarten, and it was wonderful for him because he doesn't understand why you don't follow the rules. Like she'd be like, "Everybody circle up," and he'd be like, "Did you all hear her? Like, what is going?" I don't understand.
I was that kind of kid.
Animals, animals, all of you. You know, like, he's just like,
I'm so sorry that my classmates are being disrespectful right now.
So the teachers are like,
but
thank
see me.
You. Thank you for seeing me.
Yeah.
Thank you for hearing me. And so it's interesting because a lot of times I sort of pride myself to a fault of being very easygoing and go with the flow and being like, you know what? It's going to be what it's going to be. And let's just move through it and figure it out. But all the way to the school, I was like psyching myself up. Like, what if they put her in the wrong teacher? What if they put her in the wrong teacher? It's going to be like, what is she going to do? Like, will she be set up for, I don't. And then I'd be like, shut up, Amanda. It doesn't matter. It's kindergarten. Mm-hmm. They're both amazing. Who cares? Stop. Mm-hmm. Let it go. And maybe you can change it. Maybe you can change it if it's the wrong one. And it was like, get there and find out and calm down. But I was totally having like this dialogue and anxiety about it. So we get there and the principal comes out and he's like, okay, welcome to the school. Here's, get in the line and we're going to tell you which classrooms to go to for your assessment. And we get in line and they send us to the opposite teacher. So it happened like what I thought was going to happen where I was like, oh no.
Your fears came true.
Yeah. And then I told Benny, I was like, so we're not going, because Benny also was like, I want the fun teacher. And Emmeline was like, I want the more organized teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, well, that's great. They've decided who they want and it's been flipped. And so I was just like, I stood in the middle of the hallway like a child and started to tantrum, like where I was like, I think you've got it backwards. I was like, I think Benny's supposed to be in that one and Emmeline's supposed to be in that one. And they were like, it's okay. They'll be where they should be. It's okay. Like one of the other parents. And I was like, yeah, should I just bring her to that teacher instead? Because I know that's where she should go. Like I totally turned into like outside of myself. Like it was really weird, my response to it. Like I couldn't,
I was like, no, 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 no. And then I looked down
and
at Benny.
And I hate when everyone's like, it's okay. Can it be okay? Like, fuck you. You don't know me. You don't know my life.
In my mind, I was like, but Benny's going to crumble under the pressure of the organization. And she needs, and then I was like, stop. And I like looked at Benny. I wasn't saying this out loud.
Oh,
this was in my head.
Okay.
Yeah. That would be terrible. She's just standing there staring at me, blinking. And I'm
you're
like,
short circuiting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Benny. So Benny was just standing there, and then she was like, wait, I'm not supposed to go there. I'm supposed to go to the other teacher. And I was like, no, it's going to be okay. Let's go in. So I did that thing that we do where you just are like, I don't know. We're going to find out. And to be like, oh, I know. I agree with you. This will be interesting. And then we get in there, and the teacher walks up to her, gets down to her level, which is always, to me, the best thing.
The best.
Like, it's like, oh, you know already. Mm-hmm. I mean, which is great. And she's like, Benny, I have heard so much about you. I cannot wait to sit down and have you in my class and to work with you. And Benny was just like, I watched it happen. She was like, I'm sold and I'm in.
Oh. Yeah.
And then it was interesting because I sat back and she got assessed and I sort of hovered, but didn't hover too much.
Mm-hmm.
And super proud of Benny. Like, she did a great job. She knew all these answers and she was just very confident and good. Mm-hmm. And I left and I had this moment where I was like, actually, I was wrong. You know, like I was totally wrong. I was caught up in it. But I think it kind of goes in. Oh, no. Am I going to cry? Oh, goodness. It goes into one of those things. Oh, they're getting older, you know, and then you have that realization that like, so stupid. I guess it did matter. That you control so much before when they're little and you know everything that they're doing. And you're like, I know what's best for them. And I know where they should go. And I know what they need. And then there comes that place where you're like, I don't necessarily always know. And that's a good thing. And it's okay. And it's not a bad thing. It's not a failure. But it's just weird. Mm-hmm. And you have to start to like let go a little bit of what you've decided they need.
Yes.
To trust that what they'll get is what they need. Mm. And so it was a good lesson. It's a short little thing, but it was such a big thing for me.
Clearly,
Like, it's a hard lesson to, I mean, so much of parenthood is just like letting go of control and sort of giving yourself over. Yeah. And I feel you.
It's good that it happened in a way that I was actually really happy and surprised by, instead of it being the opposite where you're like, I don't have control and I don't like this.
Yeah.
It did feel like I was like, of course Benny would actually probably do better in here because it's not going to be as chaotic, which actually might benefit her because she does shut down when it gets too loud and it's too much. Whereas Emmeline might be fine in that world, you know, like she won't be as destroyed by it. And I was like, take a deep breath and trust that other people know this even better than you do. And like, it's okay. So I think I'm realizing they're going into kindergarten and they're my babies. Yeah. And like, it's weird. Well, you would think I'd be like super excited. Just like, they're growing up.
Oh my God. Cool. I like dropped my daughter off at kindergarten and then immediately started sobbing in the car. Like preschool, same thing.
Yeah.
Like I was remembering the night before Soraya went to kindergarten. I was like, we have to get all these school supplies. I'll see you guys later. Like, and I just went to, I went to Target because Target is my church.
Yeah.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. I'm going to write a country song about it. And I went to Target and I went to the furthest Target from my house in Alhambra, which is really like a commute. And for some reason, I downloaded the Brandi Carlile album, which about it.
What is that?
Which one? Did you do the story?
Oh, my God. No, she's got a new album. It's the one that was nominated for a Grammy. Yeah. She's got a song. It's called The Joke. She's a singer-songwriter. She's got the most beautiful voice.
What kind of music is it?
It's
like
sort
folk?
Of, yeah, it's sort of like along the Indigo Girls line.
Okay.
She's amazing. Yeah.
Okay. On this album, I literally listened to it today because I made a Mother's Day playlist for myself that I never got to listen to because of fucking Lori Berkner. But
is that a kid's musician?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Oh, yes.
I do like her.
Yes.
Like, of all of them, I like her. I'm not going to throw Lori Berkner under the bus because I really do like her. Okay, so there's a song that Brandi Carlile sings called The Mother. And it is a song that she wrote about her new life as a mom, right? Mm-hmm. And it will tear you to bits. And so I am driving back from Target fully loaded with crayons. And I put this song on, and I had not heard it. Like, I bought the album, but I had not, like, fully listened to it. And it comes on, and I'm on the in between Alhambra and my house. And I just start sobbing because it was like, it's intense. Yeah. This whole thing is intense. And she talks about sort of the recalibration. So before, this is who you were before, right? And now you are a different person fundamentally. Mm-hmm. Like, your heart is outside of you, like running around. And you also have to protect it, but also support it and give it the
freedom,
you know, the freedom to make her own mistakes and choices and set her up for when you're not there, but also be open to the fact that she might be different than you thought. When I heard your story, I thought, I don't think you were wrong. Mm-hmm. Like, I wouldn't say, like, I don't think you were wrong.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, your panic attack came out of fear because you didn't want her to be scared or hurt, right? I think either way, it probably would have worked out. Mm-hmm. If she had been in the class she was in.
Yeah,
that's or true. The other class. Like, she just needed somebody to get on her ground level and talk to her.
Also, Amanda, they're identical twins. So if you change your mind, you can just switch them.
You know what? Today they woke up and they said, oh, because they only have like one, they have one dress that's the same that they both have. And they were like, let's be twins today and see if anyone can tell us apart. It's the first time they've
done that.
Yeah, because they always are very different. And so they both dressed exactly the same. And they walked into camp and they were like, hello. It was like they figured out their superpower now. And I'm like, oh, it's on.
It's over.
Amazing. Oh, I'm excited.
This is going to be a series of young adult books. Yes. I just know it. I just know it.
It's really funny. Like, they were so excited to go in, dressed the same. And they were just like,
Oh, my God.
Yep, it happened today. So, yeah, you're right. We could just be like, Benny, you're going into Miss Wells. You're
just
Emmeline
tell
now.
Tell them you're Emmeline. Yeah.
You're Emmeline now. That won't mess them up at all.
I don't know why. Emmeline just seems different. So, Lennon, what has broken you? Besides buying school supplies and crying in your car.
Yeah. I think...
The cry box is what we call it, by the way.
I was trying to think of, like, one of the hardest times that I had as a mom. Some of them have happened recently, RE, like how to teach my children about what to do with their own anger, because I don't have that. I didn't learn that appropriately.
Me neither.
So I just generally don't have anger. And if I do have anger, it's like at the fucking rich bitch who's trying to pass me on or drive it up my ass on the frontage road.
Totally.
And I'm like, I mean, I will rage on her. And if you try to be an asshole to me on a customer service call, like those people, like I'll get your name very early on in the call and we will get into it because, and so it's sort of been misplaced, but.
Fascinating. I never learned how to deal with my anger, but I just push it down.
Yeah, yeah.
Cover it with food and alcohol.
Yeah, for sure. I would like do improv shows. Like that was an outlet for me. Or it will
get your rage out there.
Come out some other place. But the biggest fear that I had was actually telling the person that I was mad at what I was mad about.
Yes.
Because then I might hurt them the way that I'm continually being hurt by their bad behavior. Anyway. So that's been like a recent
challenge. And you're Southern.
Sure. Right? So it's like a real like
double
banana
whammy.
Pudding, like polite situation. Like, yeah. Like,
when you get angry,
I don't want you to take this the wrong way.
No. You know, like,
where'd you grow up?
Georgia.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So I could talk about that, but I think I'll share this and then we can also come back to that if we want, but One of the hardest times for me was when my daughter, when my son was born, he was, she was like three and a half when he was born. And we did a lot of preparation, you know, about for her, about what it was going to be like. And she had books about it. And, we planned about it. We talked about it.
Good for you.
Yeah, it seemed, yeah, sure. It, but like, as much as you prepare for it, I think it's just a real, like, how do you do?
Trial by
fire.
You
are not the only one anymore.
Yeah.
And I didn't understand that because I am an only child. Like, oh. I don't, like, I never had that. I mean, not that I would have remembered it if I did, because I would have been a little, like, nothing child, tiny child, you know, but.
And what about your husband? Does he have siblings?
He's the youngest of five. Okay. So he also was can't like. Relate. I don't, you know, like, what's the big deal? Like, he never wasn't, you know, mm-hmm. a brother.
Yeah.
He was born a brother.
Yeah.
So.
That's interesting. Yeah. I guess as an oldest, there's a mourning process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My mom was an oldest. And so she has been helpful for my daughter to talk about, like, how it changed and that, you know, you're never alone now and all this stuff. But it's also good for her because she has a great relationship with her brother and sister and I think can help. And they have a beautiful relationship. They my son and my daughter.
Good.
Now. And it was never like negative really to begin with. But my daughter was mad at me mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. she was like, what did you do? Where did you go? Why can't I have you? And so the first 2 weeks that my son was born were really hard for mm-hmm. me, for her, and mostly just us because nobody else knew what to do or how to be. And I literally had what you have when you have a baby, which is this like intense biological need to have eyes on that child at all times. Have that baby on you or like within a foot of you, like yeah. at all times. And so, and also I was in pain. I was sore. Mm-hmm. I had 2 weeks of diarrhea. Like it was like a real, you know, it was like that thing that you have, you know, after you've given birth where yeah. your body yeah. is like putting itself back together again yeah. and you're giving yourself physically to another human being. Mm-hmm. And you have a 3.5 year old that can't, that doesn't need you the way that the baby needs you.
Right.
But doesn't understand. So,
that's so hard.
Pretty terrible. And
you just went through a pregnancy
yeah.
with a toddler, which is one of the most difficult things I've ever experienced.
Yes. Yes.
Well, that's it too. And there's not a lot of resources out there, and it doesn't feel like there's a space for the second child. Like everything is about your first baby, what to expect, and
yeah.
here's what you're gonna have. But there's so much that does change with mm-hmm. the second one, and there's yeah. so many things that you're juggling that you're not even thinking about. And it makes a huge impact. I used to run a second time mom group mm-hmm. and part of it was we would. With the first time mom's group, you're talking about the life change that's happened to you.
Right.
With the second one, it's more of like an emotional response. Mm-hmm. Like it's like, oh, what did we just do? Like,
yeah, yeah.
Like I would go into those groups and I would just say like, today we're going to talk about guilt. And it was like, I didn't have to say anything the
yeah,
whole time.
Yeah,
yeah. Because everybody's like, yeah.
I understand that.
Yeah.
I remember her like wanting me to put like give her a bath or put her to bed mm-hmm. and like mm-hmm. I physically felt like I couldn't.
Yeah.
And my husband was like, put her to bed. Like mm-hmm. she wants you. Don't you see that she wants you? And I'm like, I see that she wants me. Yes, I feel that. I can't. I yeah. have to be here with this little one. I have to. I don't know why you don't understand that.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
And then he's like, but make her feel better, you know? And I'm like, I can't. Like, this 2 weeks, she has to go through this. And yeah. I cannot help her with that. Like, I will reassure her that I will be here for her. But, like, I just came across a photo that was taken where she had gone. He had taken her out, like, for something. And she came home and the baby was asleep. And she just started sobbing and, like, wanted to be on me the way the baby had been on me. Oh. And so there's a photo of her asleep on me, like, as a big girl. Like, and with her hand in my armpit, which is like her nurture thing that she does when she stopped nursing. And it just took me right back to that time when I was like, I remember that. Mm-hmm. It was really hard.
That is such a hard transition.
I was also thinking that she was never angry at the baby. She was mostly, her anger was directed at me, and she draws a lot. Mm-hmm. And so she drew this like insane drawing of a woman who was like, her tears were raining down her face. Whoa. And she was like, and she has no legs cause she cannot move. And it was like a visual. Yeah. And I mean, I hadn't gotten off the couch for 2 weeks. That is true. I think she was like, is this the new normal?
Yeah.
Aww. Right? Like, do I never get you again? Like, this doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what we started. We started doing like little mommy daughter dates. Like, once I got to the point where I felt like I could leave him for a minute, mm-hmm. We would go do like have special time, just the two of us, which we had been doing for 3.5 years.
Yeah.
But like, she didn't understand like how cool it is. And she still does that. Like, she still got upset recently about that he gets time with me mm-hmm. that she doesn't get.
Yeah.
And I'm like, right, but you had 3.5 years with me that he will never have alone. Mm-hmm. Right? And she's like, no, but it doesn't matter. Like, you know, she can't really kind of wrap her head around that. But
I feel all of that so hard. My 8-year-old is like full of rage at me. And or my 3-year-old.
Yeah.
But mostly me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because
you're one too.
Because I made a brother.
Well, yeah, not you alone though.
Yeah, but.
But he's not mad at Ari. Nope. Yeah, I think too, like I've seen sometimes they both will. Especially when Soraya was in preschool, like she'll come home and go crazy on me. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Great student all day long, like mm-hmm. listen, but it's like she knows I'm not going anywhere no matter how she behaves.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that to her, but I also say you can't talk to me like that. You're going to have a timeout or whatever, but
yeah.
I remember.
I should just have a recording of me saying you can't talk to me like that, so I can just spare my breath.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Don't talk to me like that because I'm your mother. Because I'm an adult. Because you're not allowed to.
But there was the other thing that that happened was when we went into we didn't have family living near at the time. Out here in LA. My best friend Jennifer was the like on call person to come and be with Soraya while we went to give birth. And
oh, nice.
We had a couple like false starts with this. The second birth was like totally different than the first one. And, so she would come and like spend the night, like just in case kind mm-hmm. of. And, the night that, that I was going to go into labor, or the night that I actually had that I went into actual labor, it started really slow and it was sort of subtle, but it was like for sure happening and painful. But it never like kicked into high gear like it did with my first birth. And so I was like, I wonder what's going on. Like, why is it so different? Like, when should we go to the birth center? And when my daughter, I was really nervous about Soraya waking up and we wouldn't be there because mm-hmm. she was like, she wouldn't get to say goodbye to us or like now our lives are completely changed or whatever. She woke up, saw me, I hugged her and then actively, like I went right into transition. Like, ooh, my mind needed her to be okay for my body to, like, kick it into high gear. Oh, and literally that was at 6:30 and the baby was born at 8:15. Like, it was crazy.
Wow.
So I, like, went right into full, like, on labor. She saw me in labor, saw that I was okay, saw that the, you know, that it was happening. Jennifer was there. They went to breakfast. Then they went to the toy store, bought the baby a gift, and came to see the baby. And then Jennifer also took videos of her, like, what are you thinking about the baby? And which was cool because now we have it.
Yeah.
But she was like, I just hope he likes me.
Oh.
I don't want him to cry when he sees me.
Oh.
And I was like, I would have never in a thousand years thought that she would even be thinking, like, and that's what's going on in her head, is that she's worried that the baby doesn't like her or won't like her.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess babies do cry a lot. Like,
right.
It's that makes
not
sense.
Not to take it personally.
So when she came, we didn't know that when she came and met him, but he was quiet and, you know, and they like had that sweet moment or whatever, but yeah, it was really, really wild. I also came home sooner because it was a birth center thing. So I came home that same day as opposed to being in the hospital for 2 to 3 days.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
So I think that was different because if I had been in the hospital for 2 to 3 days, I would have had that buffer. Mm-hmm. Without her there, she would have been staying with grandma, grandpa or whatever.
Yeah.
But coming straight home and being like right out. I mean, I really liked being able to come home because we didn't need to be at the hospital, but I wonder if that was harder for her somehow.
Oh, harder for her.
Yeah.
In what way?
Like, because we were still sort of ambulatory in a way. Like, I was still, like, in major, like, birth recovery.
Got it.
In that sort of those first 72 hours that are so intense.
And
you
couldn't
know?
Really give her any of your, like, full attention.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that whole, you know, that whole thing that happens with your brain and your body and your fucking vagina, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was like,
I was amazing.
Yeah.
It was beautiful and easy.
I always appreciated that time in the hospital of just like, great, I don't have to worry about how I'm getting food or how I'm, you know, taking care of things.
Exhausting.
Yeah, I'm glad I did that for the first one for sure.
Yeah.
That was so nice. Somebody would be, they in the hospital, they did this thing they called a cocktail, which was OJ, cranberry, and apple juice mixed together. And they bring it in those like pint, like plastic things that you, I don't know what you keep in there normally, but like they would fill it up with that little tiny,
chips.
Like the light, tiny little like niblet ice. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, I do. The good ice.
The good ice.
So
like
good.
The fountain drink. And then they would pour it. And it was like the best thing I've ever had in my life. And we, to this day, will drink it at our house. It's like my comfort drink. Like my be like, you guys want a cocktail? Like, that's why mommy drinks cocktails.
Yeah. That's so funny. It's so funny. My mom was drinking cocktails all the time, all day long.
Sometimes she'd make one and bring it in the car. Yeah.
Oh, she let me drink one. So many cocktails.
She taught me how to make it. It was easy. Yeah, yeah.
I was thinking about your deal with the teachers, and my daughter, like she had a kindergarten teacher this year that I, like we didn't get to choose or whatever.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And she is not, she's not like, I don't know what you, she's very different than my daughter. She's very like black and white. This is the way it is. Like very, strong, like aggressive.
Yeah.
In maybe. And I was like, for Soraya, I think that will be good. I think, I don't know. There's no way to tell.
No, it's really
But it's
tough.
Also good for her to have to figure it out on her own, right?
Because like, eventually they do have to figure it out. Yeah. And they have to, they're going to have different bosses. They're going to work with different people. Like all kinds of things will happen. And you have to learn to adapt and,
you do.
Yeah.
And grow.
Hey, if you like the show, please subscribe. And, you know, it's a free show. So a way that you can pay us is to rate it and review it.
Yep. And if you like it, make sure to tell your friends about it.
Tell everybody, especially tell your mom group.
Mm-hmm.
Please follow us on Twitter @MommyDrinksShow and on Instagram at Why Mommy Drinks Podcast. Like us on Facebook.
Yeah, join our Facebook group. We have a great Facebook group, That's Why right. Mommy Drinks.
That's right. It's a whole community of listeners. It's super fun. It's super supportive. Also, send us your parenting nightmares. Send us your shit shows. Email them to us at whymommydrinkspodcast@gmail.com. And you can leave a message on our hotline.
Call me with your shit show. 424-279-8884. Call me with your shit show. 424-279-8884. Call me with your shit show. 424-279-8842.
Well, Lennon, is there anything you would like to promote? How can people find you online?
Thank you, for asking. you could just look up my name at Lennon Parham. No,
Lennon Parham.
Lennon Parham. I'm on whatever, Instagram, Twitter, and that's where I usually post about things that you can see or hear me on. I just was on a show called Bless This Mess, which is coming back for season 2.
So I haven't checked that out yet. And every time I see something about it, I'm like, I have to watch this.
It's super
great.
Cute. And our friends are in it. So you'll enjoy that. It's sort of heartwarming. It's on ABC, but you can watch it on Hulu. There's only 6 episodes now. There will be more in the fall. And you can listen to my Womp It Up podcast, which is an insane character podcast that I do with my partner in crime, Jessica St. Clair. And you can also obviously always watch Playing House on Amazon Prime. I think it's on now. Which
I feel like our listeners would really like.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it, you would like it.
Yeah.
Nobody has ever said they didn't like it. I'm serious.
Lennon, I have some notes about your... the show you created.
One time somebody did, I think Melissa Rauch, who's a good friend of ours, like tweeted out. Now she's, you know, on the Big Bang Theory, so she has like a gajillion followers. She tweeted out about the show and someone wrote back like, oh great, a half hour of my life wasted, never again. And I wrote back and I wrote back to him because on Twitter I'm like a nice mom, and I just wrote back, I'm so sorry to hear that you were disappointed. Try the second episode. It really picks up speed or something like that. And then that person was like, oh my God, I didn't know you would see this. And I was like, even though I was tagged, buddy? And he was like, I'll definitely check it out. And I was like, that's all it takes, guys. Just a little bit of civility.
You're a class act. And also that's like a soft troll, which I love too. Just like, oh, you didn't like the first one? Well, you should watch another one. Yeah. You dick. Yeah, watch them all.
Also, it was only 20 minutes. Full half hour.
Let's be honest, Todd, there's not that much going on in your life. Yeah. I feel like Womp It Up is also something that our listeners would enjoy.
Yeah.
And I feel like on our Facebook group, people are often like, oh, what other podcasts do you all like? And I feel like that's one everyone would enjoy.
That's
yep.
nice.
By the way, on our Facebook group, people are putting together a book club. So if anyone listening is like, hey, I want to be in a fucking book club with cool, nice people, join our Facebook group and check it out.
Resourceful. That's cool.
Isn't that? Yeah. I haven't read a book in years.
Nor have I.
Anyway, Lennon.
Thanks for having me, y'all.
Thanks for coming on the show. We've been wanting to have you on for ages. Yes. We so appreciate
you taking time. Figured it out.
You're doing a great job.
What, in life?
Well, as a mom, especially.
Thank you.
And just juggling everything that you are.
I fuck it up a lot.
We all do.
But then I say, I'm sorry, I fucked that up. I did to my daughter. I said, hey, I overreacted about this. I'm so sorry. Or I hear you about that. I couldn't deal with it last night. I'm here for you now. How do we want to fix it? But it's taken a while to get to that point for sure.
Oh, totally.
And I will continue to fuck it up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I'm great. I'm pretty great.
And Amanda, you're doing a great job looking out for the best interests of your kids and
sure
also like capitulating to the moment.
That's a good word.
To the chaos. Oh, I feel like capitulation
sounds
is...
Sounds like a dirty word to me.
But it just means surrendering.
Oh, okay.
Giving
like
over a, to.
Sounds like capitulation.
It is. The okay. same word. Wait, what's
what
happening?
I don't know that word. Oh. So
I think it's a Red Hot Chili Pepper song.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. Thanks, Betsy.
It sounds like it has something to do with cool. catapults. So good job.
It sounds
taking
like
taking that yep, catapult yeah. of life.
Yeah.
And riding into...
Hey, Betsy, right mm-hmm. back at you.
Hi, thanks.
You are doing... You are also doing a great job. I mean, keep it up. And whatever you do, don't do anything.
Yeah.
Just, I don't want to do that part.
Don't do that anything anymore. You should just stop. And this is your excuse to not have to provide anymore.
Oh, I'm on it. I'm on it.
I'll be like, sorry, Ari. It's your turn.
Yeah.
Because I'm not allowed.
I just got to lay on this couch. Yeah. Take a nap. Because I'm not allowed to do anything else. I capitulate.
So you might find yourself finding that your child is your parent.
It's your fucking boss.
Yeah, your boss. The boss of the house. The boss of the house. Or you're having a panic attack in the hallway of your kid's school. Or you're just... You're laying on a couch after just having a baby, and your 3-year-old is cupping your inner armpit. No, yep. You know what? You're doing a great job.
My mommy drinks.
Well, hello there, Why Mommy Drinks listeners.
I'm Margaret Abels, and I'm... Amy, what would you say? I like to say I'm like a laid-back, let-it-ride kind of a mom.
You're laissez-faire.
I'm laissez-faire. It'll all work out.
And I'm not. I'm more of a by-the-book, organized, never-met-a-list-I-didn't-like kind of parent.
The good news about that, though, is if you don't like doing research, Amy does it for you. She's going to figure it out, guys.
Together, we host the comedy parenting podcast, What Fresh Hell? Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, where every week we solve a vexing parenting dilemma with actual, real research advice.
And also a ton of laughs. So don't worry, it's not all seriousness.
We need both. Join us. You can find us at whatfreshhellpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Campfire.